Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen, amma ba'id fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habibullah, salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. There are many virtues and blessings of reciting salutations upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And there are actual books which are dedicated to the blessings of reciting salutations upon the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I was reading in one of these books that he said that a person who is struggling to earn halal rizq, a person who is not financially very strong, a person who is not able to support his family, a person who is struggling to find a halal job, halal rizq, then one way a person can increase his rizq is by the means of reciting salutations upon the best of creation, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome back to the program, Lives of the Prophets, Life of the Anbiya's, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, in which we covered the different aspects which took place in the life of the Anbiya's, some which boost our iman, boost our faith, some which scare us because of the torment which took place upon that nation. And like this, we have carried on with the story of Sayyidina Musa, alayhi salam. And in the story of Musa, alayhi salatu was-salam, we've got up to that point where he has come to Shu'aib, he has serviced Shu'aib for 8 years, and Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam has married his daughter Safura to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and now they have sought permission to go back to Egypt. Now during their journey, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam lost his way in the wilderness due to the darkness and extreme cold. Suddenly Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw a fire on a mountain in the direction of Tur, and he said, Sayyidina Musa said, and Allah quotes this in the Quran, that translation from Kanzul Iman, "Stay here, I have seen a fire in the direction of Tur. Perhaps I bring some news from there, or bring a spark of fire for you to, so you may warm yourself." When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam left his wife and came near the fire, he heard a call from the fire. The fire spoke to him from the right side of the wali. It came off a tree in the blessed area, and he said, "Ya Musa, inni anallahu rabbul alameen." Translation from Kanzul Iman, "O Musa, indeed, I am really Allah and the Lord of the worlds." Seeing a fire in a green bush led Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to realize that this is not any magic, this is not any illusion, but rather this is actual Allah, this is the Rabb speaking to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. And it is narrated that Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam did not only hear the speech with his ears, but rather he sensed it in every single part of his body. The call is said to be have heard from either a jujube tree or an Arabian box thorn tree. So these are two different types of tree, and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speak to him, and hence he is given this title of Kalimullah. And this divine revelation continues, and in the last parts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to Musa, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَمَا تِلْكَ بِيَمِينِكَ يَا مُوسَى, that what is it which you have in your right hand, O Musa? And the reason for asking this was to make Musa certain about the miracle he's going to perform with his staff. And this also goes to show that if an individual asks you a question, it doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't know the answer. Sometimes he does it to honor you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is alim. Allah ta'ala has the knowledge of everything. Allah ta'ala knows everything. But the reason he said to Musa that what is in your right hand, ya Musa, was to honor Musa alayhi salam, was to make Musa alayhi salam feel honorable. The conversation continues, and Musa says, translation Kanzul Iman, "This is my staff. I lean on it. I knock down leaves for my goats to eat with it, and there are other tasks of mine in it." Subhanallah, one of the reasons Sayyidina Musa gave a long answer, he could have just said that it is a staff, but he said that it is a staff which I lean upon and I hit it, so leaves fall for my goats and I do other things with this. Because he was being honored with speaking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he wanted the conversation to be as long as possible. This is a sign of love of Musa and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah asks him a question, and see that Musa alayhi salam gives a longer answer, so he stays in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he gets blessed with speaking with Allah ta'ala for longer amounts of time. Subhanallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa that, "Oh Musa, throw down this staff so you may see its wonders." When Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam threw his staff, it turned into a snake, rapidly slithering away, devouring everything in its path. Observing this scene, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam naturally felt frightened. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him to pick it up and do not be afraid. We shall restore it to its former state. After hearing this, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's fear immediately abated from him, immediately went away from him, and such that he placed his hand in its mouth, causing it to instantly become a staff again. Subhanallah. One of the reasons Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to do this was so when in the future, when he comes across the magicians and he has to perform the miracle of throwing his staff down, he doesn't become fearful then. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave Musa alayhi salam more miracles as well. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was commanded to put his hand upon his collarbone. And when he put it on his collar and he removed it, his hand started to glitter. It started to shine brighter than the sun. It was illuminous and it was without any disease on it. And this was also a miracle which was granted to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa to visit Fir'aun and show him these prophetic miracles. And Allah Ta'ala says, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, اذهب إلى فرعون إنه طغى, that go to Fir'aun, he has become a rebel. And when Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam heard this, he said that, Ya Allah, I want you to grant my brother the permission to come with me as well. He asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, translation from Kanzul Iman, and appoint for me a minister for my family. Who is that Harun, my brother? Strengthen my back with him and make him a partner in my task, in order that we may glorify you abundantly and we may remember you abundantly. Indeed, you are seeing us. Upon this request, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, translation Kanzul Iman, O Musa, you have been granted what you asked for. And from here we come to know a very beautiful point of the Aqeedah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam is asking Allah to be helped through his brother, meaning to ask help from the pious people of Allah Ta'ala is proven from the Quran, but rather Sayyidina Musa used to do this. So don't be ashamed and do not have this waswasa that if you were to go to your teacher, if you were to go to your peer, if you were to go to your sheikh, if you were to go to a pious person of Allah and you asked him for help, this doesn't negate the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because Allah ta'ala's help is personal. He has it. No one has given it to him. But anybody else, including the prophets, however they are able to help an individual, is through the ata' of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is through the given bounties of the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah has become prominent from the story of Musa, that he asked Harun to help him in his affairs, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his affair as well. And by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam set off to Egypt, set off to Misr. And he was wearing woolen thawb. His staff was in his hand with the sack tied at the end containing provisions for the journey. So when he entered the city, the people said that, oh Musa, what are you doing? Pharaoh is after you. He's looking to kill you. If he sees you in this situation, he will kill you. And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he had the will of Allah with him. He had the message of Allah Ta'ala with him. So he was not scared. When Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was brought to Pharaoh, and Pharaoh started to question Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and started to remind him that, we spent so much time and we spent so much effort and we spent all this on you, and this is how you turn around and betray us. And then he said to him that you killed an individual, to which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied, a translation of Kanzul Iman, I did that at a time when I was unaware of the path, the outcome that the man will be killed with a single blow. I therefore went away from you Since I feared you, my Lord has henceforth commanded me and appointed me as one of the messengers. Pharaoh, when he heard this, and he said, وَمَا رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, what is the Lord of all the worlds? And Musa replied, He is the Lord of the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them, if you have certainty. And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was mentioning his Lord, Pharaoh was saying that, who is this new Lord that you have brought? Who is this you are talking about? And Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Lord of the East and the Lord of the West and everything in between them. And He has sent me with signs which I am able to prove my prophethood to you. So he said to Musa, then show me what you have. Show me the miracle that you are going to perform. Show me what is it that you have which will make me bring faith. So then Pharaoh demanded to see a sign. And Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam placed his staff on the ground. And immediately it turned into a huge snake facing Pharaoh. And it is said that its jaw was approximately 120 feet long, that the bottom jaw was hitting the ground, and the top jaw was upon the wall, palace wall, and it was going to eat Pharaoh alive. And the Pharaoh ran from there. And when he came back, he said, show me another miracle. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam placed his hand inside his shirt, and when he brought it out, it was bright, it was shining, it was like the sun. But when Pharaoh seen this, he said that you are nothing but a magician. You are only doing this as a magic. To which Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied that this is not magic. My Lord knows that He has guided me. If you think this is magic, I am willing to prove it against the magicians. So Pharaoh then had a carnival set out. He had a festival set out upon which he brought all the leading magicians. And he said to the magicians that if you are able to prove Musa wrong, I will give you riches like you have never seen. I will give you a status like you've never seen. I will give you so much that you have never seen. And all this will be given to you if you are able to defeat Musa. So they have a day, which is the day of Eid for these people. They arrange this meeting and they put this show on. And what happens next, we will hear in the following episodes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawakkul. He granted Musa alayhi salam. He granted us the power to stay firm in the face of oppression. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Lives of the prophets, let's learn from them. Let's learn from them. Lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets, lives of the prophets.